Councillors' reports, John?
Not an awful lot, I think, to report since the last one. Obviously, there was a bit of activity around visitor management at the weekend. Mm-hmm. We had our council patrols out along with police and forestry. Forty-one people on weekend, and 29 fixed penalty tickets were issued for a breach of coronavirus regulations, including a number who had travelled into Perth and Kinross from another area, and 25 parking tickets were handed out. I think that was 14 up Glen Lyon and what's that, seven, I think, on the Foss, eight, sorry, on the Foss Road. So an early move to enforcement where it's necessary. So hopefully message will get out that if they come, they need to be responsible.
I saw a lot of good a lot of good chat from the folk that lived that way, saying that they were all doing a good job doing it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been better prepared this year, obviously, than we were last year. We've done a bit of work over the winter with landowners, tried to create some additional parking spaces and put out additional bins and things like that. But the main focus is still to try and engage with people and encourage them to be, you know, responsible with regards to the, you know, litter and things like that. But obviously, if they shouldn't be here, I don't think you're allowed to camp out overnight, or maybe you are now, but then you weren't allowed to camp overnight. So, you know, people were getting moved on, et cetera, et cetera. So,
John, how come so many people have moved into Aberfeldy? If we're not allowed to go to a different area, how come folk are coming and moving to Aberfeldy from down south? How is that allowed?
Well, you are allowed, yeah. I mean, essentially, if you look at the regulations, it says nobody is to leave their house at all unless it's for one of these essential purposes. It then goes on to list about, I don't know, 20 or 30 potentially essential reasons for leaving. And moving home is one of these. So that can be...
it doesn't make any sense to me. I struggle with that.
You're allowed to do house viewings and on at the moment, Val.
Yeah, there are a whole host of them, Val. If you look up coronavirus restrictions in the Scottish Government website, you'll see the various reasons
it just seems a bit strange,
you're allowed to leave your house. Yeah. It isn't as clear-cut, perhaps, as people think it is. I mean, you can travel, obviously, for weddings, for funerals, you know, for caring reasons, for, you know, medical reasons. There's a whole host of reasons why people can move about. But by and large, in terms of general travel, you can now travel within Perth and Kinross, but you cannot travel into other local authority areas unless it's essential.
Is house moving essential?
It could be. Okay. It might be for your job, or, you know, you might have sold your house. And if you don't move into your new house, you've nowhere to stay.
Yep. You know, I just find that so hard to understand. It's like leaving the airport, so, you know, I know you have to for, like, people travelling, but, you know, like coming home, but it's just like, how can you lock down the country and leave the airport open? I just find it a bit strange.
Go back to visitor management, John. Xander was talking about the money set aside in the budget for extra wardens. Is that so?
Yeah, we have in the budget. We agreed to pilot a 2-year program for a ranger service, and we will shortly go out to advert for, I think it's 7 countryside rangers or park rangers. I'm not sure what the title will be. So that should probably happen fairly soon. And we hope to get them in and trained up and out on the ground fairly quickly ahead of, you know, summer.
And how many of those will be in Highland Perthshire?
There'll be, obviously, there are a number of areas that we're going to cover. So Highland Perthshire will be the biggest and the main one. but there are areas around about Crieff, Comrie, Lochearnhead, and also over by sort of Blairgowrie, Stanley ways as well. So I'm not sure of the final numbers, but you know, they'll be spread around these three areas, or they'll be working within these three areas is probably the best way to put it, but seven in total.
What will essentially their remit be, for interest, please?
Well, I can certainly get you, you know, the job description kind of thing, but it will be as a ranger so involved in enforcing the sort of outdoor access code. So checking up on the, you know, people that are visiting, camping, you know, walking through the countryside, and making sure that you know, they're obviously adhering to the rules and the guidance around these things. So obviously we hope to use them as resources to help us respond to the influx of people who want to come and visit the countryside once they're allowed to. And we're happy to welcome responsible visitors. If folk want to come and enjoy the countryside in Highland Perthshire, I can understand why, and we don't want to turn them away. But when they're here, we want them obviously to behave properly and not to be cutting down trees and lighting fires in the wrong places and breaking dry stained dikes to create their fire rings, and toileting in all sorts of inappropriate places and leaving litter and all that kind of stuff, so which we're all pretty familiar with, I think. So they will be permanent resources that will help us to do that. We obviously have things like, you know, the parking attendants, police officers, forest rangers and such like as well. So this will be a permanent commitment to that. Well, see, a lot of it will be seasonal, but you know, during the time that we're expecting visitors, probably kind of March to October type thing.
And will the volunteers still work alongside them as well, John? Are the volunteers out on their own, or are they working with the police and things? Or
The volunteers are out sometimes on their own, sometimes with council workers or the rangers or whatever, probably not with the police, I don't think. But their job is not to enforce anything, obviously. It's just to check and report. One of the things that we are doing is using What Three Words app to report a location. I tried this for the first time myself the other day there, and it's quite amazing that the whole globe has been split into 3 meter squares, and each square has three words. So if you're out in the countryside and you want to report something, but you don't know where you are, because, well, where are you? It's, you know, 3 miles outside Achiltibuie or something like that. You just don't know where you are at times. You don't even know the road classification or anything like that. The app will tell you what the three words are for the square that you're standing in. And if you pass that to the police, they'll know exactly where you are with that. So what we're doing is encouraging our volunteers and our even residents and such like, if they want to report something, to report the incident at the What Three Words unique identifier, if you like, and that will tell the police exactly where they are, because sometimes they have wasted time looking up and down a particular stretch of rural countryside trying to find something, whereas this will tie it right down. So it's pretty good, I think, and it'll make a big difference.
Yeah, I've seen that app. It's really clever, actually. It's really good, that app, that works anywhere. It's really good.
Yeah. Andy uses it for his work.
Anything else for your councillor report, John?
Don't think so. We've talked about the schools returning, to be honest with you. Just trying to see what else came out, and unless there's any particular questions, I think that's everything that's happening at the moment. We're obviously in recess, being Easter. We do have Scottish Parliament elections coming up next month, which we're all kind of, well, most of us are out busy working to help. So,
okay, so let's go for AOCBs. Let's go for community councillors. Lorraine.